brought to you by Penguin.
The Ponies at the Edge of the World, written and read by Catherine Munro. Introduction. It was just after 11 a.m. and the sun had barely risen. From its place just above the horizon, it cast golden beams of light across the frosty landscape. The stillness of the night had given way to a strong gale from the east, carrying with it lashings of hailstones that periodically obscured the view in opaque, fast-moving curtains. I was walking towards the northern tip of the isle. There, the sea was visible on three sides. White-tipped waves moved urgently, with little space between them as they splashed against the rocky shore. The cold of the wind hurt my face, so I pulled my scarf closer around me, my gloved hand keeping tight hold of the feed bucket that the wind kept threatening to rip from my grasp. Two Shetland ponies, a mare and a foal, stood sheltered in the lee of the hill, watching my approach. Despite the storm that raged all around me, there was a sense of peace as I walked towards them. So many must have walked this way, in this weather, carrying feed for their animals. I felt my footsteps join theirs, separated only by time. The places we live and the landscapes we love are an essential part of who we are. They capture our imagination, stimulate our senses, and become part of our experiences, hopes, and dreams. The lives of others, past and present, human and animal, enter our experiences through the traces they leave. A lone rowan tree still standing to protect a croft long gone. A hat and a gatepost, hopeful for its owner's return. Or fresh hoofprints by the side of a loch. This book is about these connections between lives and landscapes, place and time. In 2015, I travelled north to live in Shetland, a windswept archipelago more than 100 miles from the Scottish mainland. I came in search of ponies. The story of Shetland ponies is one of love and survival against the odds. Sharing a latitude with Greenland, and with no area of land further than 3 miles from the sea, salt-drenched and windswept, Shetland is a land of extremes. This environment has, over thousands of years, shaped all who live here. For much of history, Shetlanders were entirely dependent on what they could produce from their land. This land was mostly rough, heather-covered hill, exposed to the elements and unsuitable for cultivation. For thousands of years, ponies have been part of Shetland lives and landscapes. Living out in the open hill, ponies became smaller, helping them conserve heat. Their winter coat, mane and tail grew thicker, protecting them from the elements, and their agility and intelligence allowed them to efficiently move across the hill in search of food and shelter. Costing little to keep, with incredible strength despite their small stature, they were a lifeline for crofters, transporting people and goods across the countryside and bringing home the peat, the island's only source of fuel. Much has changed in Shetland since the days ponies brought peat home to the crofts. Ponies are now rarely used as a working animal, and crofting, the small-scale agriculture most common in the Highlands and Islands of Scotland, isn't usually a household's primary economic activity anymore. Yet the ponies from this time, sometimes named individuals remembered to this day, filled the stories pony breeders told me. Across the hills, ponies graze in herds, as they have done for thousands of years, and people seek to preserve valued historic characteristics in the ponies bred on the islands today. As life on the island changes, for people and animals, adaptation and innovation merge with myth and memory, as together they continue to belong to these wild landscapes. I remember watching the line of horses, walking slowly, nose to tail, out of the gate and along the tree-lined road. As the clopping of their hoofs receded into the distance, I felt tears of disappointment and frustration spill onto my cheeks. Weekdays spent trapped in stuffy classrooms, watching dust dance in the shafts of sunlight, dreams of horse...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?